With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Ryan Hayhurst is joining us. He's the owner of Miss Buffalo 2. Ryan, we want to talk about some of the safety protocols after this incident that happened over in Missouri. You know, obviously it's different. You guys, the Miss Buffalo 2 and the duck boat that happened in Missouri. For people that are unaware of what the Miss Buffalo 2 is, what is it?
We're a larger passenger vessel. We hold 185 passengers. We're approximately 100 ton. 90 feet long, and we sit 6 feet in the water, so we're pretty stable when it comes to heavier seas.
And compared to a duck boat, which holds, what, 30, 40 people at the most, right?
Yeah, at the very most, I would suggest. Yeah, I mean, I would think that boat's less than 40 feet long and a lot wider and less buoyant. And, too buoyant. So,
what does the Miss Buffalo 2 do regarding the water and safety protocols? Can you give us a little bit of an overview of everything that you guys take into consideration when you take the boat out on the water?
In terms of weather, I mean, we're always well aware of, you know, any storm or what's coming our way via, say, it's NOAA or the Coast Guard's notification to mariners. I mean, my captains are always our safety's our number one concern. So we don't go out in rough weather if we can avoid it, but the boat can handle it. And the way the outer harbor of Buffalo is set up, it's very calm in rough water. We don't go on the lake. We stay behind the break wall in the outer harbor, and it's very calm, even if it is rough on the lake. Now, so, I mean, like I said, safety is number one.
What would you guys define as rough on the lake? Because that's always a subjective meaning to people.
I'm sorry, say that again?
What would you define as rough waters on the lake? It's a subjective thing to people, you know.
Yeah, true. Yeah, I mean, the Coast Guard will put out a small craft warning that's based on high winds and the way the lake is, how shallow it is. It whips up pretty quick. So anything from 2 to 3 feet, that's a little uncomfortable for most. Our boat can handle it, and our little joke we say is the boat can handle it, but the people don't. So we don't go out in those weathers, those waters, so we stay behind the break wall, like I said, where it's nice and calm. Rough, yeah, it's true. It's subjective. Some people like it when it's wavy. Others cannot handle it. But, you know, like I said, we don't go on the lake when it's above 2 feet, 12.
Now, let's say you take the water out on the lake and, you know, whether you're on one side of the break wall or the other and something catastrophic were to happen, do you guys have life jackets on the vessel? And is that just a custom or a mandatory thing that's all across all boats around the nation?
That is required by Coast Guard law. Yes, we do. We have more than enough for the passengers. We don't require to wear them, and if something were to quickly emerge and we needed to get out of the way quick, we're never far from harbor, so we can get behind that wall really quick to safe harbor, I mean, within minutes. So, and again, we monitor the radio, we monitor the radar for weather, and if there's anything really nasty coming, the Coast Guard is always announcing, saying what's going to happen at such time.
What's the biggest concern anytime you all go out on the water? You talked a little bit earlier about safety, and, you know, is there ever at a point where you can say, okay, even if the water isn't moving at 2 feet or the number that you gave earlier, is there another concern that you all have to worry about?
Not necessarily. Like I said, we're a pretty large vessel for the waters we travel in, and it handles really well. You know, we got twin engines. She's very maneuverable, very well-powered. There's not too much of a concern when it comes to weather, and primarily it's because we monitor it at all times.
Now, the wind obviously has a direct effect on the water, but would the wind itself have any impact on the boat?
Not our boat, no.
Even 60-mile-an-hour winds, something like that?
Yeah, it might push us around a little bit, but no, like I said, we weigh 100 tons and we sit 6 feet down below the water. That's how much we draft, so we're pretty sluggish in terms of the wind being able to push us around. A smaller boat like that duck boat, very prone to wind action because it's so light and it's just not made for rough water at all. And so it's unfortunate what that experienced, and it came up quick just in the video I saw, and they really had nothing to do. I mean, it's an awful thing to happen.
Yeah, and are you able to speak on duck boats at all? I mean, what do you know about their ability to do both land and water and what their regulations are? Can you speak to any of that?
No, I've not really experienced. I know what they look like. I've seen them. I can't imagine them being very maneuverable with having the wheels underwater. And I think that was the major issue.
So when you hear the news this morning about what happened in Missouri, I mean, as somebody who's on the water all the time, that's got to be just heartbreaking to see. And you got to wonder, what's the situation going on? What was your reaction when it happened?
My reaction was, it wasn't good. At first, I was very displeased when I heard that. And I wonder what's going on with the owner of that company and why they didn't have more safety measures in place. I'm not trying to put them down, but it must have been pretty bad and pretty quick if that's what happened.
So what questions do you have? Is it just about what their safety protocols were? What other questions do you have for them?
I just don't know why they went on that tour if that weather was coming, because the way it works up here in Buffalo with the weather, we see it coming hours in advance, the way it blows from the west all the time. And they had to have known it was coming, but maybe that's not the case. Maybe it was just one of those freak perfect storms that just came out of nowhere, and they said it wasn't going to be a squall, and it was, and they were out there, and they couldn't get away from it. And that's the scary part about being out in a lake, especially a smaller, less maneuverable vessel. It's you're stuck out there, and you've got to just do your best to get back, and unfortunately, it seems like they couldn't.
Ryan, what can you tell us about the Miss Buffalo 2 in general? You gave some of the dimensions of it, but what's the history of this boat and what you guys do here in Western New York?
It was built in 1971 in Biloxi, Mississippi, and it served as a fishing vessel down in Corpus Christi, Texas, for 11 years. And then in 1982, we brought it up and refitted it to our tour boat. We moved one of the engines, so down to two. And we do passenger vessel cruising for any type of event. And we've been doing it for 47 years now.
And Ryan, is there anything else that you want people to know about this incident that happened in Missouri or the Miss Buffalo 2?
Godspeed to those folks down there, and I hope people can learn from these catastrophic events, because, I mean, if anything can happen, you just got to really keep your head up and make sure you know what's going on.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.